We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone. I was at dinner last night with my mom and grandma, and my grandma's in town, which is amazing. So I was at dinner with them last night, and I was telling them how I've started signing my name on pretty much everything as Victoria, because that's actually my full name. And when I was younger, like 4 or 5, maybe even younger, I don't know, I guess old enough to talk, I used to tell people to call me Victoria. And then one of our neighbor's moms called me Victoria, and I was like, oh no, maybe that's not what I want. So I've gone by Tori ever since. Not because of that incident, but also just because, like, my parents named me Victoria wanting to call me Tori. So I've just always grown up like Tori. But now I've started signing things as Victoria. Like yesterday, I was filling out a form for like an informal thing, like anything formal, like doctors or like school, whatever, like it'd always be Victoria. But then I would have like everyone call me Tori. But yesterday I was filling out an informal form for something with Stride and whatever. And it was like name, and I wrote Victoria. And normally I would have written Tori. And like when I get packages now, I write Victoria. Is that weird? Don't call me Victoria though. Call me Tori. I just like the name Tori better for me. Anyway, what if this was Manifest with Victoria DeSimone? Does that sound more professional? Let me know. Anyway, hello guys. Welcome back. I hope you're having a great day. We've been really lucky with the weather. It's been beautiful. It's been sunny every day, which has been awesome because I feel like it's been raining every day. So it's been sunny every day for this whole week. It was like 60 degrees yesterday. Beautiful. And I think it's going to get colder again this weekend. But besides the point, it's been a beautiful day, week. I've been blessed. I'm sitting here next to a cup of coffee. And this coffee is special because I put my blood, sweat, and tears into this cup of coffee. Because I did a Chemex. Okay, so Chemex is a kind of pour-over coffee. It's that thing that looks like a glass that you'd find in a science room. I don't know how to explain that shape. Mrs. Kaiser from chemistry would be very upset with me right now, but I forget what it's called. It has a name, but I can't remember it. But it looks like something you'd find in like a lab in like a high school science room. And I made my coffee with it this morning. And here's why. So on Saturday night, I was just chilling at home watching a lot of Vanderpump Rules and I had nothing to do. And I was like, I'm going to change my life starting with coffee. I'm going to be a coffee connoisseur. Okay. So I order this Chemex. I get this new kettle that has all these like cool settings on it. Also warms up the water for like the perfect temperature for tea. I also did not know that there were different temperatures. There's green tea, white tea, oolong tea, black tea, and there's different temperatures that they all need to be at. This kettle does that. It also heats it up for coffee. It's the Corusol kettle. Really cool. Add it to a wish list for Christmas. Very cool kettle if you're into that, if you're into warm beverages. So anyway, I ordered that. I ordered the Chemex. I ordered the coffee filter, which I ordered the wrong kind, so I need to go get new ones, and I need to get eggs for my omelet this morning. I used the rest of my eggs yesterday making banana bread. What else did I order? Oh, I got a subscription to Trade Coffee Company because I texted one of my friends that is very savvy in coffee, and I asked, like, where do you get your coffee? And the answer was Trade Coffee Company. So I got a subscription for a bag of coffee every 2 weeks. We'll see in 3 weeks, or I guess a month, 2 months, whatever, if I'm drowning in too much coffee or if I need more. I'm going to guess the former. I'm drowning in coffee, but we'll still try it out. Well, anyway, I got a coffee grinder and I got like the whole nine freaking yards, dude. It took me like 30 minutes to make this cup of coffee today because it was my first time. Everything got in last night, so I was like, finally, I can do it. Like, I ordered this stuff on Saturday, and it came in on Wednesday. That's pretty slow for Amazon Prime, if I do say so myself, but it's okay. So I got everything last night, and I was like, all right, here we go, and I did it this morning, and I think I did, like, an okay job. Honestly, I'll give it, like, a 4 out of 10, because not on the Chemex. The coffee tasted fine. I just know that I didn't do it right. So if you guys have any tips on Chemex pour over coffee, definitely let me know. I don't know if I used enough coffee or enough water. There's like a bloom or something. I don't think I did that right. I just don't know if I did it right. Like the coffee tasted like coffee, which is good. The color looked a little lighter, which makes me think I didn't make it strong enough. So I don't know about that. But yeah, it was pretty good. Everyone says drink it black, but I'll work my way there one day. I just want to like love myself in the morning. So maybe I won't drink black coffee first thing in the morning, but I'll work my way to it. What I did though is I frothed oat milk with cinnamon and agave, and I just dumped that in because on Trade they ask you how you like your coffee. So I said with oat milk because I didn't want to put like coffee mate creamer in this. Like if I'm doing all of this work, like I'm not going to put coffee mate creamer in it. That's for my Keurig coffee. Okay. So I wanted to do like high end cream in my coffee. So I just frothed oat milk and cinnamon and agave, which I actually used to do during quarantine. So this was very nostalgic for me. You know what song came on last night too at the restaurant? Say So by Doja Cat. And I was like, this is so quarantine. And I had happy memories with it. Very interesting. Anyway, so I put that in the coffee. And as soon as I put that in the coffee, the whole temperature of the coffee was like cold. So I think I did something wrong. I don't know. I'm going to try it again tomorrow. I'm excited. Maybe I'll even try it again later today. Like I want to like get this right. But it was very fun. I'm enjoying it. I think it tastes good. I just would rate my performance a 4 out of 10. I'll work on it. But yeah, I just, you know, I wanted to like be a coffee connoisseur. So I got a Chemex and I was doing the whole nine yards and I'm really liking it so far. Well, I'm enjoying the process of it. Starbucks came out with their holiday drinks. I have yet to go. Everyone tells me really good things about the sugar cookie latte. So I'm excited to try that. But I was talking to Jess yesterday at Stride because she's like a Starbucks connoisseur. Like she always gets good drinks at Starbucks. And whenever I go to Starbucks, I never know what the heck to get. And I feel like I never like what I get. Like literally every single time I've left Starbucks, I've never been happy with what I got. But I keep going back because I'm like, all right, maybe I'll like it. I straight up just don't really like Starbucks. And I went through a big kick like this year too of going to get Starbucks. And every single time I was just like, no, I don't really like it. Like I remember on this show, I got a brown sugar shaken espresso because I was like a new drink and I wanted to try it. And it was pretty good. Like that's probably my favorite drink out of Starbucks, to be honest. But every time I get it, I'm just expecting it to be better than it is. And I just have to like lower my expectations when it comes to Starbucks. So I'd rather just go to like a local coffee shop. But I feel like there aren't that many around me. Like there's really not a ton in the suburbs because Starbucks just completely dominates in the suburbs. Like you go to a city and there's tons of local and it's awesome. But like in the suburbs, it's like, I guess hard to compete. I don't know. I would definitely go local rather than a Starbucks. But the point is of shitting on Starbucks for the last minute is that I didn't want to like have to rely on like a Keurig or like a Starbucks to get good coffee. So I'm trying to make my own and really enjoy it. So remember last year when I was like really big with like my ice machine and making lattes? Yeah, me too. That was cool. And I will definitely do that again. I honestly don't know why I stopped. Oh, well, I stopped because my ice machine broke, so I couldn't make iced lattes. But I also stopped because there's like a little tin almost that you put your espresso blend in. And that has since been lost in the move. I have no idea where it is. I guess I can reorder that part somewhere. I don't know where. But that's the reason why I've stopped making lattes, because that one part is missing. And it's like crucial because that's what you put the espresso in. There's nothing else to put it in. So I have to figure that out. So that's why I stopped making lattes. I did like them, but they're also just very like milk heavy. And I'm not always into milk, a heavy milk drink. Like obviously I have oat milk in my coffee right now, but okay, Tori, enough about coffee. Let's move on. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, sterilite therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to bonchage.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's bonchage.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's bonchage.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me, because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So my half marathon is on Saturday. Last Sunday, so like not this past Sunday, like yesterday, but the one before that, I ran 12 miles and it absolutely wrecked me. Like completely wrecked me. I was having to literally pick up one leg at a time to walk. I was crawling all over my apartment. Brandy and I literally had to talk ourselves through the last 2 miles and just literally be like, we so got this. Like, we got this, dude. Like 20 more minutes, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes. We were completely wrecked. It was definitely an experience to say the least. And I gotta be honest, it's making me nervous to do it again on Saturday, because like I did not feel good after that run. Like, and I blame my training, because like I said in my last episode, long runs have been very intimidating, so I just haven't been doing them a lot. But I needed to do a long run before the half. So not that like my training program was bad, I just wasn't doing it enough. Like the last long run I ran before my 12 was 8 miles, and that was a month ago. And then I did 12 like 4 weeks later. Like, that's not good at all. Everyone's going to be like, oh my God, you can't do that. You're going to injure yourself. I know. Like, I know how bad it was. And like, I know why I was hurting so bad. Like, I did it to myself. I will do a full running episode like right after my half of like what my training was supposed to be, what I ended up doing, how I felt, all that sort of stuff. Like, I will do a full episode on it. I get so many comments about it, which is awesome. I love that you guys are interested in it. Like, I posted an Instagram story the other day, which is at @ToriSterling_, if you want to follow. And so many people just swipe up anytime I post anything about running. So I said in the story that like I didn't know how many runners follow me and how it's just like a really cool society and like a really cool culture. It's very cool to be a part of it. Here's what I will notice though. The long runs, which everyone said this, and I was like, I don't know about that, but it's so true. the long runs are easier to get lost in than like shorter runs. So like if I'm doing like a 4 mile run, to me, I would consider that shorter because of like compared to like 12 miles, it's definitely shorter than 12. But it's harder to get into a 4 mile run than it is a 12 mile run because like when you're in a 12 mile run, you hit 2 miles and you're like, all right, we're just getting started. When you're in a 4 mile run and you hit 2 miles, you're like, all right, I'm halfway done. And it's just harder to get into it. So that's definitely been an interesting find. Anyway, I'm going to do a whole episode on it. But what I'm getting to is that 12-mile run absolutely wrecked me. I have a half marathon this Saturday, and I'm a little nervous because I know that it's going to wreck me again, and I'm going to have to drive home from Philly right afterwards, which, I mean, after race day, it's going to be like an hour drive. Oh, it doesn't really sound that good, to be honest. I'd rather just do the distance at home and then just go right home from the trail, which is literally a minute from where I live. Okay, I'll do it though. I'm just a little nervous. It's my first like race since I was 12, and my mom did the other race with me. I'm not doing it with my mom now. Okay, anyway. So that's my half marathon. That's on Saturday. Wish me luck. One other thing before we get into the topic. My skin is so freaking dry. Guys, I literally slept in oil all over my face and the jet lag mask from Summer Fridays because everyone says how hydrating it is. I honestly think that mask doesn't work on me. It like dries my skin out. Like I woke up feeling so tight. And they say you can sleep in it. They say you can even use it as like a moisturizer. So sometimes I'll do it like 2 nights a week. I'll probably do it. And I sleep in it. And my skin is so dry when I wake up. I don't know. My skin is just so dry right now. So the Clinique Moisture Surge Intense is like the best moisturizer ever. I really do feel like it moisturizes my skin. And it leaves it feeling and looking really plump and glowy and dewy. But yeah, I don't know. It's just been so dry lately. If you have any products, please let me know. I really need to like bring some moisture into my skin. It just feels so dry. It's definitely because of the weather, but and like the temperature dropping and stuff, but it just feels so freaking dry. So let me know. I need your help. All right, let's get into today's episode, which I'm very excited for. Staying healthy during the holidays. And I've been seeing the term wellness go around, and I really like it. So we're going to call this the season of wellness. So I love the holidays. My mom always says that I'm like an elf because I love the holidays. I've always loved them. I just think they're so happy. And I love the smell of the holidays, like the candles and the Christmas tree. There's a feeling on Christmas Eve and Christmas morning that has never been duplicated on any other day of my life that I only get to experience once a year, I guess twice a year if we're counting Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. And it's just the best. I love the holidays. Like you wake up, there's presents. My family makes coffee. My mom makes us these mimosas. I say these mimosas because she puts grenadine in them. I don't even know if that's how you say it. And it's so good. We have cinnamon buns. She makes these like hashed potatoes. Last year, she made breakfast sandwiches. You know, dads, they just wear like those plaid pajama pants always from like Izod. You know what I mean? And they collect all the wrapping in the trash bag. It's just like every dad in the world, that's like their job to do is like just collect the wrapping paper on Christmas morning. It's literally their job. And then no matter how old you get, you just always have to pass out the presents. Like I'm 23 and I'm still the one that has to pass out the presents because I'm the youngest. And when I was like 6, they would call me the elf and I would just pass them out. And I have to now do that every year, even though I don't really want to, but I have to. And then like Christmas Eve, it just feels good because it's like, you don't have to work tomorrow. It's like literally the world has the day off tomorrow. It just feels like a really good day. I don't know. Like the feeling of Christmas is just amazing. And then the holiday season surrounding it is so fun. It's so widely celebrated and everyone is like in the spirit. Like, yeah, you'll get some people that are like, I don't like the holidays. They're lying. They do. Everyone likes the holidays a little bit. Like, you gotta. It's just so, so cute. So fun. I love the holiday season. So every time Thanksgiving rolls around, I just am so excited. Like, the week of Thanksgiving is like the kickoff of the holiday season. I already have Christmas candles going because I love the smell of Christmas candles, and I'm in this weird in between where it's too late for pumpkin, so I'm not going to do pumpkin candles anymore. So Christmas candles it is. I just love this time of year. It's just so great. And I wanted to do an episode all about staying like healthy in the holiday time, because I know the holidays can stress a lot of people out, and a lot of people in the holidays have like the fuck it mentality where they're like, fuck it, it's Christmas, I can do whatever I want. And because New Year's is right around the corner, it's this fresh new start. It's like the ultimate Monday, like diet starts on Monday mentality in the holidays, because you can have whatever you want because it's the holidays and the new year starting, and I'll lose weight in the new year. And I was so there before. Like, past years, I've been in that same mentality. But I can honestly say that I'm out of that mentality and I'm able to look at the holidays from a totally different perspective that I'm really happy with, that I'm really proud of, that I've gotten to this place. And I want to share that mentality with you guys. So yeah, this episode is not going to be the conventional, like, here's how to stay healthy during the holidays, count your calories and save them. That's not at all what I'm about to tell you guys. So I think this is a healthy mindset to have during the holidays to stay healthy within yourself. So number one thing that I want to preface this is that healthy is completely relative and it's 100% a mindset. My version of healthy is going to be different than yours. And what you do to stay quote unquote healthy for yourself is going to be a different routine than I do for myself. Healthy is completely relative and it's 100% a mindset. So that's kind of where I'm going to be focusing this episode. And I really like these tips and I hope you guys do too. All right. So a second preface kind of is that the holidays literally come once a year. So while they're here, I want you to enjoy them. I don't want you to look back on January 12th. You're into the new year. The motivation is worn off. I don't want you to look back on the holidays and be like, damn, I really didn't enjoy them because I was so worried about what I was eating, or I was so worried about what I was drinking, or I was so worried about not looking good in my holiday dress. The holidays are not about restricting your food or looking good in an outfit, or it's just not about that. The holidays is about feeling good, being happy, being around friends, family, people you typically don't see on a day-to-day basis. And it's about being cheerful and joyful and jolly and just happy to be alive, happy to be there.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turn your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
So this holiday season, I want you to focus on what really, really matters. The amount of food you eat doesn't really matter at the end of the day. How much you drink doesn't really matter at the end of the day. How you look in an outfit doesn't really matter at the end of the day. When you are 25 years older and you're looking back on the holiday season of 2021, I can guarantee you, you won't remember what you had for dinner, what you had for breakfast, how you looked, all these things that we get caught up in now because it's easy to get caught up in now. You're going to remember the people you were with, who you were around, and whether this was such a good holiday season or not. So I encourage you to make this the best on the things that really, really matter, especially coming off of last year. I know so many people didn't get to see their families. So many people didn't get to see their friends. I mean, for last Thanksgiving, for example, it was literally just me, my mom, my dad, and my grandma. That's it. Normally, I see my whole family, but I only saw them. And from talking with clients at the studio, I know it was the same way for them. A lot of people only saw their immediate family. So this year, coming off of last year, recognize and be grateful for how many people we get to be around. And then we get to celebrate again with our loved ones and we get to see them again. That's truly the gift of the holidays, not how many Christmas cookies we ate or didn't eat because we choose to restrict. That's not what it's about. The holidays come once a year, so enjoy them to the fullest while they're here. Now, here's my tips. I want you to ask yourself, when do you feel your best? Is it after stuffing down unhealthy food? Or is it when you're looking after yourself, both with maybe food, movement, exercise, while allowing yourself to enjoy life's pleasures, such as holiday cookies and tasty Starbucks drinks, which is super ironic that I just went on a Starbucks rant, but I did include it in my tips. For me personally, I love food. Like I love food and I love holiday food because you get it once a year. So if there's Christmas cookies, I am going to have Christmas cookies and I'm going to enjoy every single bite of those Christmas cookies. But that doesn't mean I'm going to have 100 of them. I'll have as many as I want. And once I release a restrictive mindset and say, Tori, you're only going to have half of a Christmas cookie and enjoy the half that you have. No, I'm going to tell myself I can have as many of them as I want. And I'll typically have one. And if there's multiple kinds, let's say there's five kinds, I'll probably have three of the five. And I'm going to enjoy them so much because they are so freaking good. But once I lose the whole, you can't have that, that's off limits, and open up the doors of you can have whatever you want, enjoy it while you eat it, I tend to not want as much as I think I do. So I'll enjoy it. I know that for myself, if I like stuff my face and I get too full, like I'm not going to be enjoying myself. However, if I let myself eat whatever I want, I typically don't need to eat as much. And I'm really happy because I'm not overly full and I had exactly what I wanted. I don't feel deprived. I don't feel restricted. I got to have the mashed potatoes and gravy and I could have the corn casserole and the pecan pie and the pumpkin pie and the holiday eggnog and the white sangria and the mimosas and the mashed potatoes. Oh my God, they're so good. And the ham. And I'm mixing together Thanksgiving food and Christmas food here. Okay, I'm talking about like the 6 weeks of like Thanksgiving to Christmas. That's what I'm referring to. And I guess New Year's can be included in this. And the breakfast sandwiches and like everything that I eat, I can have all of that and know that I'm just so happy with what I'm eating because it's what I want to be eating. I'm not holding myself back. I'm not telling myself that food's off limits. I'm having whatever I want. And that's when I feel my best self, when I can have whatever I want and just know that no food is off limits to me. I don't feel the need to overeat. I don't feel the need to binge. I don't feel the need to be shameful. That's a big thing that I've gotten rid of, is leaving the shame behind. There's just no room for shame at the dinner table. There's no room for shame ever when you're eating. Scolding yourself and being shameful of what you eat, it just has no place in your life. It doesn't. It's never going to help food. It's going to make that food in your stomach just sit, not digest well because you're stressing about it. Your gut and your brain are so connected. So if you're eating something and the whole time you're eating it, you're like, I should not be eating this. This is so bad. All you're doing is telling your gut to hold on to that stress, hold on to that food guilt, hold on to that shame. And you're going to carry it way longer than if you just have a cookie and say, this is so fucking good. I'm so glad I'm eating this. You just get to enjoy it and move on. So I need you to ask yourself, when do you truly feel your best? And whatever that answer is, honor it. Just because it's the holidays doesn't mean that answer changes. Honor it. When do you feel your best? You're allowed to enjoy your life. So as long as you're enjoying what you're doing, I need you to do just that. I need you to enjoy it. If you enjoy eating these mashed potatoes, girl, eat your heart out. If you enjoy drinking mimosas all Christmas morning, drink your heart out. If you enjoy going to a Christmas tree farm, go 5 times this year. Like, enjoy your life. You're allowed to do whatever you want during this holiday time. My next tip / reminder is that movement / exercise, activity, whatever you want to call it, is not a punishment, especially during this time. If we do tend to overeat, enjoy life's food during this time, exercise is not a punishment, and it should never be a punishment. If anything, as always, it should be a celebration, and it can be even more fun during this time of year because, let's face it, the holiday time is really, really busy. It's incredibly hectic, and we're running around from parties, seeing friends, seeing family. There's two things that make exercise even better during the holidays. Number one, you're carving out 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours if you have a long run, of time to yourself, right? And I think time to yourself during a hectic time of year is super, super important. So at the bare minimum, you're choosing yourself. And in the holidays, that is so key. So number one, you make time for yourself. Number two, if your schedule is really busy and you know there's some friends or family that you want to catch up with, but your schedules aren't aligning for lunch or for dinner, happy hours, whatever it might be, why don't you guys go to a workout class together? That's the perfect time to make time for yourself, but also see some friends when you guys both have a busy schedule. Go to a workout class together. You can go early in the morning. You can go at night. You can go in the middle of the day. It's like the best time to catch up with friends while making yourself a priority. So just remember that movement and exercise is not a punishment, especially during this time. It's a celebration, as always. It's a time to carve out for yourself, to keep yourself sane, because I know our schedules get super, super busy. And it's just like, it's the best. It's the best to go work out, especially with a friend that you haven't seen in a while. My next tip is that you don't have to do what everyone else is doing. For example, if your friends and family are drinking all day at a Christmas party or on Christmas Day or whatever it might be. Also, sorry, I keep saying Christmas because that's what I celebrate, but please insert whatever holiday you celebrate here. I should start saying holiday. Sorry, I just keep saying Christmas because it's what I celebrate. If your friends and family are drinking all day at a holiday party, that doesn't mean that you have to. Like, for example, last night I went out to dinner with my mom and grandma. And, you know, like, I went out to dinner a couple nights, about a week ago, I went out to dinner and I had a glass of wine and I was like super giggly and I was like having such a great time and whatever. By the time I got home, I was so incredibly tired. I completely crashed from this glass of wine. I fell asleep and I woke up just feeling super anxious. And I was like, I just don't love this feeling. And, you know, 45 minutes of being giggly is not worth 4 hours of anxiety in the middle of the night. So since, you know, for the last like week, I've just been like, I don't really want to drink, you know? Sunday, a couple days later, I went to my parents' house for dinner. They made this like incredible short rib. And typically like a Sunday dinner, I'll have like a glass of wine. Like red wine would have went really well with the short rib. But instead I was like, oh, I'll have a Diet Coke because I don't really want to drink tonight. Last night when I was at dinner with my mom and grandma, they both got drinks and like, yeah, I would have loved like a glass of like rosé or Pinot Grigio. But, you know, like while I say that, I didn't actually want it. You know what I mean? So I got an Arnold Palmer. And you're allowed to not do something just because everyone else is doing it. Like if everyone else is drinking and you don't want to drink, don't drink. If everyone else is having 5 Christmas cookies and you only want 2, have 2. Like you don't have to do what everyone else is doing just because everyone else is doing it. And if people are peer pressuring you and like, oh my God, you're so boring, drink more or whatever it might be. Like, I feel like drinking is really where people peer pressure. So if they're like, oh my God, you're so boring, like take the shot with us. Like it's the holidays. Like I haven't seen you in a year. Like just drink with me. And they're like peer pressuring you. Like that's not cool. And just stand up for yourself and be like, no, I'm fine. Like I don't want to drink or like, no, thanks. I'm not drinking tonight. And once you say that, like people stop asking. It's so easy to like say yes and have a drink if you are around people that want you to have a drink. But if you don't want to drink, you don't have to have a drink. You don't have to do what everyone else is doing just because it's the holidays. If you do want to do what everyone else is doing, you do want to have a lot of drinks, you do want to eat a lot, totally do that. And recognize that you're not only allowed to do what you want to do, but you're encouraged to do what you want to do, whether that means drinking or not drinking or insert blank here, whatever it might be to you in this situation, recognize that you're not only allowed, but encouraged to do whatever it is you want to do and to live this life to your full potential as long as you're happy doing so. Also, just recognize that this time comes once a year and you're allowed to enjoy it. And again, ask yourself the question, when do you feel your best? Just because everyone is drinking doesn't mean I want to drink because I don't feel my best when I drink. I feel my best, honestly, when I don't have a drink at all. So I'm going to continue with doing that and not drink just because everyone else is drinking. You might be the complete opposite. Totally have a drink. A lot of people drink more during the holiday season, which is why I'm bringing up drinking a lot. But what I'm getting at is that you don't have to do what everyone else is doing just because they're doing it. But whatever you choose to do, acknowledge it, realize that the time comes once a year, and enjoy it. Straight up, enjoy it. My next tip is realizing that food is not the enemy. Don't save up your calories or say no to a social gathering because you're afraid of the eating or drinking. I remember it was holiday season of 2018. I learned intermittent fasting. And this was when I was like really in deep of the diet culture and a spiral and like, it was not good. And I learned intermittent fasting during the holiday time. And I remember stride through a holiday party and I wrote in my journal that I wasn't going to eat all day in order to save up calories for the holiday party. And I did that. I didn't eat all day. And when I got to the party, I was able to eat whatever I want. And I was like so happy and cheery and like, yeah, I can eat whatever I want because I saved up my calories, quote unquote, blah, blah, blah. So sad to think about that now and that toxic mindset that I was in that I thought was totally normal. And I never want to get to that place ever again. Food is not the enemy. If there is a Christmas party and there's a tray of Chick-fil-A nuggets, just know that I will be hovering by the tray of Chick-fil-A nuggets because they are my favorite. And I will have as many of them as I'd like. Food is not the enemy. Don't save up your calories. Don't say no to a social gathering because you're afraid of the food or the drinking. It's about the friends. It's about the family. It's about the memories. It's about the atmosphere. It's about the people. Don't let food be a driving force in your life, especially during these holiday times. Now, if you want to, you know, another thing. Okay, let me skip to my next tip because this goes hand in hand. My next tip is to be the organizer. If you want to see your friends and do something festive, but maybe you don't want to go get food or you don't want to go get drinks, whatever it might be, you guys can do something that doesn't have to revolve around eating or drinking. Especially during the holidays, there's a ton of stuff to do that doesn't revolve around eating or drinking. You can go to a Christmas tree farm and literally just walk around it. You can go to a light show. There are so many light shows where you can walk through them or you can drive through them. They are so much fun. You can go decor shopping. You can go candle shopping. You can go gift shopping. I mean, everyone needs to shop. So you guys can do it as a group together. You can decorate your trees together. You can make Christmas cards for loved ones. You can make DIY Christmas gifts at home. There are so many things to do with friends and family that don't revolve around eating and drinking during the holiday time, where you can still get in quality time without feeling like, you know, like I need to prepare like this super amazing dish or this drink, whatever it might be. You totally don't have to do things around eating or drinking, but also just remember that it's not the enemy. And if you want to have a drink and you want to eat some Christmas cookies while you decorate your Christmas tree, more power to you, girl. You do your thing. You can take control if you don't want to have like eating or drinking be the center of your hangout sessions. There's so many things to do. There's so many things to do. My next tip is to stick to your routine during the holidays. And this is also my last tip. Stick to your routine during the holidays. What I mean by this is the holidays can get really crazy and you might not spend it at home. So you might not have the comfort of your house, your apartment, your dorm room. Your normalcy might not be there because maybe you're traveling to go home or maybe your friends and family are coming to you and, you know, your space isn't normally the same. There's a lot of travel and change around the holidays. So stick to your routine with small wins every day in the morning. So if your routine at home is you have a cup of coffee in the morning, wherever you are, have a cup of coffee in the morning. And if you like to work out in the morning, go for a walk with your family or around the neighborhood or walk the dog. These small wins find normalcy even in abnormal circumstances. So stick to your routine as much as you can. Wake up with purpose and passion and integrity. Do your gratitude, make a cup of coffee, go for a walk. Keep some parts of your routine stagnant, normal, and it will set your day up for success. Small wins in the morning is how you win every single day. Guys, what I want to leave you with is that life is too damn short to live restricted and to live in guilt and to live in shame of eating and drinking. Food, drinks, all the above is not the enemy. This is about family. This is about friends. This is about seeing people that we don't get to see every day. This is about being happy and grateful and joyful. Enjoy the holiday time because it comes around once a year. Life is too short to be anything other than happy. And I hope you guys feel a sense of freedom during this time of year. I hope you guys feel just pure bliss and happiness during this time of year. So I want you to enjoy the holidays unrestricted and just completely happy. Life is too short to do anything other than that. So enjoy the holidays, enjoy the drinks, enjoy the food, enjoy the jolly music, enjoy the Justin Bieber Christmas album. God damn it. It's so good. I don't want to hear otherwise. It's so good. Michael Bublé, though, is my favorite for Christmas. Mariah Carey has like that one hit. I actually did a Christmas music video to that in school, in high school, because we had to do in my broadcasting class, we had to do a music video and we did Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. And when it was like, all I want for Christmas is, and then it switched to You, Soulja Boy. You know that one? Yeah, and then they showed it to the whole school. I can't remember the reaction. I think some people thought it was really stupid. I thought it was funny though. And at the time it wasn't very like mainstream. Like now that's very mainstream, but at the time it was like ahead of its time. Anyway, enjoy the holidays, guys. They are the freaking best. And my DMs are always open if you ever just want to chat or just need someone to talk about anything with during the holidays. I know they can be hard for some, but I'm always here for you. And yeah, I just love you guys. So I hope this was helpful for how to stay healthy during the holidays, quote unquote. Season of wellness, baby. All right, guys, I'll talk to you guys all in my next episode. Be sure to follow my Instagram at @ToriSterling_. And I'll talk to you next Monday after my half marathon. All right, bye, guys. Have a great Monday.